שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי ברכה.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 344, in the paper The Nation, titled The Individual and the Nation, page 344. In the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, you can ask questions during the listen through the site cab.tv.
We learn that there's no one else besides him. An awakening from above, an awakening from below, it all comes from above. It only depends what in what way we are impressed of it. There is a personal awakening, and there is a general awakening. And there are times for this and for that too. The individual awakening does not depend on time or a period. For each and every person, he gets it when he gets it, when it comes to him, some awakening according to the desire of the upper, or we can phrase it in a different way, that by the system in which we all exist and his place in the system, accordingly he awakens. And then, by this, he has some personal path, how to advance to the study, to the group, and so approach until he reaches a change and a correction. And there is an awakening from above that works on the collective, on the nation, and gives the nation, I'm speaking especially about Israel, and it gives the people of Israel also different periods, sometimes good, sometimes bad. It all depends on the relation between the shape of Israel and the upper providence. Now we see that we are in a special time in the awakening, both personal and general, when the relation between the two always depends on the state of the person and the nation. And this is what we have to learn. Because we see that our state with respect to the people of Israel is very special. Of course, we have our habits and a certain inertia when we don't observe at things the way that this time requires. In order to advance and change. However, we must awaken ourselves in a more serious way. That if we are sleeping in some way, not to wake up in a very bad state. That's why we have to study this time, this period of time in a general way as objectively as possible. And then we can see what to do, speaking about every individual and the general nation as it is required. And by the providence from above. If we pay attention to the general supervision, we won't go blindly thinking that tomorrow is going to be like yesterday, and by that we may truly see the truth. And then by that we can see how we can prepare ourselves and the nation and how we can change things and to truly avoid or help the world avoid the descent. Or continuing the descent the world is having. by studying where exactly we are and what's really happening in the world. Not shutting our eyes, not blurring our vision that for the time being, today, everything is more or less okay because the wise has eyes in his head. And this is something we really have to care for. That's why we decided that now we're going to study, for the time being, what Bala Sulam writes, the individual and the nation. But our tendency now is to learn all the dependency, the way a person relates to the group, the nation of Israel, and the whole world in this special time we're in. And in general, with respect to all the different times, will give us a general picture so we can find out some plan to heal ourselves and the people of Israel and the whole world, as Bala Sulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. We don't have a lot of material about it, but we'll try to find in what we have and hope to have an awakening from above so we can have everything we need in order to awaken and explain this situation to everyone. Is this clear?
Where is our blindness?
Our blindness is when we think that nothing really changes. Or even if it does change, it's not about us that much. Suppose, according to the general situation in the world, with respect to the people of Israel, and in the general state, in the people of Israel, what we're supposed to be in is in a concern which is a few times more than we are in. But I'm not really affected by it. And that's because I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the wisdom, I don't know the system, I don't know how dangerous these things are. Why sees the future? Others don't. What is our interest in medicine? How much effort we're taking in order to find instruments that can detect things, that can tell us in advance what's about to happen. We invest there. If we don't invest, we don't know. And it's not only dangerous, it really causes tragic states to occur. That's why we have to work to hasten the times. That's what we call the approach of Israel. When I run ahead and I look for the knowledge in advance of what I should do, this can be with respect to the collective to save everyone and with respect to me, to keep the thought of creation and to give contentment to the Creator. So both are very important for us. Even though a person can think, okay, whatever will happen, and there's none else besides him. There's always none else besides him, but where are you in this? There's none else besides him. Where do you participate in there? And it's part of there's none else besides him. It's only that we don't yet know it, because we're not in adhesion yet.
And what can we add to there's none else besides him?
Our participation, the awakening from below. And it can be very broad, starting with us studying and connecting. And this may be when we understand what's going on with us and with the world, comparing ourselves to the goal of the world. This may awaken us to work more internally, will cause us to connect more, because we'll understand how required this is. Not only required for us, required for the world. And whatever is for the world is for the Creator, because there's a verse, I dwell among my people. we think we can individually attain the Creator, that it comes to us. We have an inner demand for it, which is really egoistic. It's a false, it's tainted. When I think I deserve last, after the whole world. That's the way it is. This is why we have to engage in this. Is that it? Okay? What?
When I started looking into what is happening in the world today, I saw that there are all kinds of third parties, like in the U.S., for example, all kinds of paid stories they give reviews.
What's the question?
The question is, how do you see objectively what is happening in the world?
So we have to learn how to see things objectively. You have to learn. Don't be fools. We have to advance to a state that we can see it, so we can distinguish between one thing and another. The fact that you started seeing doesn't mean anything. We have to all engage in it, because accordingly, our approach to connection will change. Really change. We'll connect between us because we want to bring the world to a correction. This is the call of the time, the last generation. And out of that, we'll want to bestow upon the people of Israel. And this will be a success. It will be successful. If we'll approach in the right way, in order to give contentment to the Creator through the world, and to the world through Israel, and through Israel, it's through our society, my ten, and my personal participation. And in this way, like a pyramid, we can build reality in the way each one bestows, and all of us together will already know the method. All right? Okay, let's read. In these upcoming days, we're going to collect materials that are related to all these things of the connection between us and Israel and the nations of the world, and the correction, the general correction. And we need to all accept the general approach, the global approach, and also our personal responsibility over that. And then we will be called Israel. Then out of that we'll feel different attitude, different relation from the upper supervision upon us. Otherwise, why? Where? Why do we deserve this? Only because we want it? That's like it says in Job. The Creator says that after he sees the city of Nineveh, the Creator tells him, how can I leave this? Oh, sorry, it's Jonah. Yeah, Jonas, he asks, how can I let this nice, beautiful city be destroyed? It's the fruit of my work. That's how we should see the Creator relating to the entire reality. That's the main thing, the gist of the Kli. And we are the transition. We have it in Matan Torah article, in the Arvud article. We have to see these things in a very clear, practical way. Well, in the meantime,
so we're going to read.
Okay, you can start wherever you think. We don't have enough material, and whatever we find, we have to try to go into it, and then it will expand.
So we're going to read in page 342, title our intention in the paper, The Nation. This paper, The Nation, is a new entity in the Jewish street. It is an interpartisan paper. And you may ask, what does an interpartisan paper mean? How can there be a paper that can serve all parties together, despite all the opposition and contrasts between them? Indeed, it is a being that was born in dire straits, through hard and dreadful labor pains, from amidst the venom of hatred that had struck the nations of the world to obliterate us from the face of the earth, the destruction of millions of our brothers, and they are prepared to do more. Their sadistic inclination is insatiable, and the calamity is twofold, for we cannot delude ourselves that all this is but a passing transitory phenomenon, as with our past experiences in history, that if a nation erupts on us, we find a substitute in another. However, now things are very different. Not only are we simultaneously attacked from all directions, but even the most developed nations have locked their doors before us without any sentiment of mercy or compassion, and in such a ruthless manner that is unprecedented in the whole of human history, even in the most barbaric times. It is clear, save for relying on miracles, that our existence as individuals or as a nation is hanging between life and death. And the salvation is if we find the required ploy, that great scheme whose way is only to be found near danger, and which can tilt the scale to our favor, to give us a safe haven here for all our brothers in the diaspora, as everyone says it is, at present, the only place of salvation. Then the road of life will be open to us, to somehow continue our existence despite the difficulties. And if we miss the opportunity and do not rise as one, with the great efforts required at a time of danger, to guarantee our staying in the land, then the facts before us pose a great threat to us, since matters are developing favorably for our enemies, who seek to destroy us from the face of the earth. It is also clear that the enormous effort that the rugged road ahead requires of us mandates unity that is as solid as and hard as steel from all parts of the nation without exception. If we do not come out with united ranks toward the mighty forces that are standing on our way to harm us, we will find that our hope is doomed in advance. And after all that, each person and party sits and meticulously guards its own possessions without any concessions, and under no circumstances can they, or more correctly, want to reach national unity, as this perilous time for all of us requires. Thus, we are immersed in indifference as though nothing had happened. Try to imagine that if some nation showed us the door, as is so common these days, it is certain that then none of us would think about our factional belonging, for the trouble would mold all of us into a single mush to defend ourselves or to pack up and flee by sea or by land. Had we felt the danger is real, we would undoubtedly be properly united too without any difficulty. Under these circumstances, we have met here, a small group of us, from all sects, people who sense the dreadful whip on their backs as though it had already materialized. They had taken upon themselves to publish this paper, which they believe will be a faithful channel through which to convey their sensations to the whole nation, with all its sects and factions, none excluded. By doing so, the contrasts and the narrow-minded factionalism would be cancelled. More correctly, they would be silenced and make way to what precedes them. And we will all be able to unite into a single, solid body qualified to protect itself at this crucial time. And although this danger is known to all, as it is known to us, perhaps it has not yet sufficiently evolved in all the public as it truly is. If they had felt it, they would have long ago shaken off the dust of factionalism to the extent that it obstructs the unity of our ranks. If this is not so, it is only because this sentiment is still not shared by many. Hence, we have taken upon ourselves the publication of this paper to stand guard, warn of the trouble, and explain it to the public until all the segregating elements will be silenced. And we will be able to meet our enemy with united ranks and give it its duly response in time. Moreover, we are confident that among us there are still those who search the hearts, who can provide a successful scheme that will unite all the factions in the nation. From experience, we have learned that specifically those people go unnoticed and have no listeners. In this paper, we are willing to make room for anyone who carries a guaranteed solution for uniting the nation, to publicize it, and to sound it in the public. In addition to all the above, by publishing this paper, we aim to defend our ancient culture of 2,000 years, since before the ruin of our country. We aim to reveal it and clean it from the piles that have accumulated over it during the years of our exile among the nations, so that their pure Jewish nature will be recognized as they were at that time. This will bring us the greatest benefit, for we will be able to find a way to connect our diaspora mode of thinking with that glorious time and redeem ourselves from borrowing from others.
This, I think, as he wrote it in the 40s, and today, 80 years later, it's the same. That's how history repeats itself. And every time in a more stronger. And because in the meantime, the ego is growing and the world and us, so we have to hear his call in a very serious and practical manner. Questions? Yes.
Concerning the approach, Bala Sulam says here that if we knew the trouble, we would be able to succeed, but we don't know it enough in the public. So is this the approach we need?
He's talking from the perspective of the public.
Yes.
That it's not clear to the public. But today it's much clearer because the process he's talking about as in Germany and also before the Holocaust. This was published in the 40s, 1940. And it hasn't begun yet, this whole matter. So he simply sees the trend. He knows what's about to, what may happen, might happen. And today it's much clearer. And we have a lot more material in our hands in order to explain and to prove that we have to do something. Yes.
So the whole difficulty is to recognize the evil in the public?
That's the first step. It's always just as if you want to heal some disease, you first have to acknowledge it, to discover it. Yes? And that's something only experts can do. That's all. We have to come and develop all kinds of way to approach and to bring the Israeli public. I'm talking about Israel. To bring the Israeli public this understanding of where we are standing and what the disease is exactly and what might happen if we don't cure it at the moment.
So this should be the main thing that we explain?
That should be the main reason for our existence in everything, that we have to see how we bring the public to know this, what the disease that we are all suffering from is. Maybe we are not suffering yet. You know, there's this latent period. In short, you don't feel the disease, but it's already there. But you don't feel it. That's why this is what we have to do.
He describes two more goals here. He says that we should find people who have plans to patch up the tears in the nation, that they're sitting on the side, and this paper intends to bring them to the fore.
There are some people we all want to help advance towards this. There are some people we are actually hoping they'll calm down a little bit, maybe fall asleep a little bit. Their whole work in the society is when they're trying to pull society to different directions than our direction. And then we'll seem to them as their enemy. And even though we don't want to be such, that's how it turns out. Because, you know, in politics, each one has his own direction. And if someone is pulling in a different direction, it seems to this person that an enemy is coming against him.
But those people who can give us a good plan that will patch up all the parts of the nation, who are they?
We are. Who else? Are you looking for professors or politicians? Where are you searching? I don't know. Who? You have no organization today, anybody in the society that can say something about it. Not even talking about having a plan. Practical plan that he wants to promote. If you had anyone, our work would only be to support such things. Maybe we have to locate them. Maybe there are. That's also a question. Yes?
In other words, besides having to explain that if we don't unite all the tears, it'll be bad, we also have to build a plan for uniting the people?
We need to do both, not to wait. Because it is clear that there is no such a plan, there is no such an approach, and out of the fact that you don't see it as a possible thing, no one approaches it. No one goes to do it. Everyone's letting go. And just as we did until today, you can do something else. So they do something else. So we cannot afford doing anything else anymore, except for the unity of the nation.
What's the relation between the first goal of recognition of evil and the second goal, which is a plan for uniting the nation? What's the relation between them?
I don't understand. What's the difference between them?
Yeah, what is the difference between them?
Between what?
Between having to recognize the bad that is in front of us, because if we know it, we will unite.
Okay, that's the ego that separates us. yes?
And the positive goal of patching all the tears.
The unity of the nation, yes? You have nothing more than that. The evil inclination that the Creator has created that is really being... It's become clear that it's disturbing the whole nation and the whole humanity to connect and to reach the general correction, the final correction, meaning that's it. There's nothing besides that.
It's as if this goal, that if we don't unite, there will be trouble. It sounds like a push from behind. And the other thing is that the plan for uniting the people should be something positive that pulls you from before.
That's what we're trying to do, as much as possible, yes. At least to avoid such trouble and blows that are already... on the verge of being from potential to practical.
So it seems a lot clearer, a lot clearer to the ego, and also talks about the first goal, that if we don't unite, it'll be bad.
Yeah.
Whereas he dedicates one paragraph to the plan for uniting the people, and it's a lot harder to explain how we will be drawn to that unity from the positive aspect.
Yeah, but what does it mean that you're running away from evil? In what way are you running? You're buying a plane ticket? What do you mean when you're talking about escaping evil, except for uniting? What is the evil, and how can you escape it? You may stay on your same chair, but you're escaping. Escape is not a physical action. Escaping is a mental action. It's a state of a nation.
When that state appears naturally, when the bad is revealed, everyone understands what it means to unite.
So it depends on the physicians. When they show you the disease. There are special devices today that can tell you what's going on with you in truth, and then they can advise what you should do. Even before you, God forbid, if you're a sick person, you don't yet feel it. That's the matter of expertise. That's why it's not clear to everyone. Not everyone sees it. They don't see. Some people in the world, you know, about 10% of the population, they don't know about their disease that is about to erupt. All kinds of diseases. So what? You're going to go with these 10% or with the ones who can discover the disease?
The ways to reveal the bad, can it be said that they have to kind of... Because when the bad is revealed, you understand what is unity, what you need to do, because everything is revealed. We experience it, we feel it. It's the fear.
So I'm asking, what about today? You're saying that the evil is not yet revealed?
Well, he writes here too, that it's still not revealed in the whole people.
Meaning, if the people are not into anxiety, that means that the evil is not yet revealed. And you're correct.
So my question is about the approach to the other goal, to explain from the positive side, from the side of pulling forward, about the plan for uniting the people.
I haven't seen such a thing. I don't think you can load these actions on a person that he has to do, and these actions cost money and time and an effort, internal effort, because of what? Well, maybe for money, yeah, maybe you can get a medal for it, but how are you planning to do it? These actions require effort, internal and maybe external as well. And you want to do it without a threat for it to happen. There are only two forces in nature, positive and negative. Developing a positive force towards the purpose of creation is very difficult, even for the individuals who have this desire or tendency towards the purpose of creation, the purpose of life. People are going through a crisis. They're broken. They're in exile. internally. And in such a state, you can't come to them and say, but the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the final correction, they're all waiting for you. Where are you? Oh, people of Israel. That's the way you're going to start lecturing.
No, but if I understand what you're saying correctly, then I don't need to come to them. If we unite, there'll be better economy, better health, better education, safety on the streets.
That's the question. And this, you may be right. In the propaganda, maybe that's part of it. You're showing how they can succeed. But the main thing, and what he says, and I haven't seen it here. All I've seen is, let's try to avoid destruction. That's what he's saying. And this usually works stronger on the will to receive. So this is why we have to collect, we have to see all the problems that are revealed already and are about to be revealed, and to bring them in a way that a person will want to hear and read and see them. Because usually we shut our eyes about these things because they're not pleasant to our ego, to the will to receive.
One last thing. A third purpose, he writes, that we want to protect our ancient culture of 2,000 years from before the ruin of our country.
That's something I don't know about, because this is certainly not for the religious people, because the religious people, they trust the upper force, sitting in heaven will guard them, and whatever happens, happens. The main thing is to observe what they learned as children, and that's enough. And even if you bring these facts about the Holocaust, what Baal HaSulam didn't have at that time, but if we bring them, and they can see there is no difference between religious and secular with respect to the way the upper force relates to the people of Israel, meaning through the Germans or doesn't matter whom, but there was no difference. No one made this calculation. Oh, you're ultra-Orthodox or half-Orthodox, or you're from this sect, or meaning you're wearing this kind of yarmulke, or you're secular altogether. Doesn't matter. They treat everyone as Jews in the same level. You may be scholar or modern, there is no difference. But still, they won't want to hear it. They won't want, because the way they're educated is so strong about, I believe the Creator, He told me, and what He told me is what's written in the Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur, the prayer books, and that's it. That's what I'm going to do, and that's all. It has the education they got was so strong that we cannot approach them. And we're not to do that, actually. It's forbidden for us to do it, because the religious public, doesn't matter what level, whether it's woven yarmulke on their head or the ultra-Orthodox, each and every part of this public has their own teachers, their own rabbis. That's why we must not go into that. That's not our territory.
So what does it mean when he says we have to protect our ancient culture and clean it up from the piles that were accumulated over the years of exile, and this will bring us the biggest benefit?
This, he clearly is talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have to use it, we have to explain it and reveal it to everyone in a way that they'll understand what it's talking about. Meaning, not above reason and below reason, not praying to the Creator. It's, first of all, showing people where we are in this round system called the system of reality, or Adam Rishon, doesn't matter how you call it, but showing it that it's broken so that we have the opportunity to collect it together, and by that to reach from the animate or even corrupt animate level. We're actually less than ordinary animals, still vegetative animal. So to reach a speaking level that resembles the Creator, that's something we have to explain.
So, to summarize, can you depict kind of a plan that contains all three phases? The recognition of evil, drawing out of a plan to unite the people, and also explain what is the authentic wisdom of Kabbalah?
That's something that I think that they should go together.
All three goals?
Yes. You can't explain one thing without the other and the third. It depends in what way you present it. You're certainly not talking in the name of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's best if you talk from the perspective of science, that this world is round, and with respect to the blows that you have in the world, you have a lot of material today, and how much we're all rolling into a state that you can't go back, and we're in there, in that state already. That's according to researches. So don't open sources that may evoke doubt or rejection. Even though there is no doubt about it, you can be sure this is the way it is, but if it comes from a source that is not acceptable for the masses, then don't use it. You have to go, it's not that. I'm right. It's about how much this it will be heard. That's first of all. And he's going to write it later that you need experts, maybe foreign experts, meaning people who are not part of our connection, our agenda, our goal, and our method. However, they know how to approach the people. But these are things that are very this is the time, and this is the right time for this. I have no words, but the more you study this, I really hope that our hearts will awaken, and this will become a prayer. Even though it's not well organized between us, this will yield a change. Meaning even just studying this material will give a positive result. Yes.
It seems like there's a double place, two places to work. There's a work in the ten and a work in explanation or in leaning outwards.
So now you understand why you have to work in the ten.
Why?
Because otherwise it's egoistic. If you don't work for the public and for the whole world and for the Creator, then to begin with, your whole work is wrong. It's better if you just sit and do nothing, because you're activated by your own ego.
Doesn't the ten include everything?
What do you mean include everything? If the ten is working for its own benefit, we want to attain, and even more than other tens, and we want to attain the Creator to help us, to serve us.
No, out of connection we...
Oh, and you add this sentence, to give contentment to the Creator. I understand you add it, so let it be there. Contentment of the Creator means that you are acting solely in order to create the right kind of kli. That's all the souls in the system of Adam HaRishon. If it doesn't end there, that's basically the purpose of all your efforts, then better don't even begin.
I still need the connection between the work in the ten and the work for the public. Normally it's individual work in dissemination.
No, it's the same ten, only in a more genuine way. That the more you expand the ten, the boundaries of Nebo, then to the boundaries of Israel, then to the boundaries of the world, you're simply seeing the same tent through a microscope, through a telescope, through all kinds of devices that magnify your view, what you have in the tent. That later you discover that the whole world is your tent. And what you previously saw, that it's not so, it's just you were short-sighted.
If the ten is a modal where everything is revealed, then why not dive in it more and more?
That's the meaning of diving in more and more. Because you can't dive into it while you expand your boundaries to the true boundaries, which is the entire kli of Adam Rishon. Malchut de Ein Sof. One Havaya.
בסדר?
All right.
טוב, אז נמשיך.
Fine, so continue.
אם זה ברור.
If it's clear.
בבקשה.
Go ahead.
כן.
Yes.
Oh, כבר זהו?
Oh. That's it? We're done?
No, no.
Okay.
לא, לא, לא.
Yes.
אתם צריכים ללכת.
No, no, I guess you should go.
לא, אנחנו סיימנו קטע הזה.
Okay, we're done with this part. Meaning, we reached until the individual and the collective. Yes, what did you want?
Another question I had before when we were reading. If they didn't hear, they didn't listen to Bala Sulam before World War II, why would they listen now?
All I know is one thing. Rabash, when he taught the people who... He taught them. They're people, and I teach them. About Bala Sulam, he said, but Father, he was willing to speak to rocks. Are they willing to be by his side and not run away? They don't have feet. He was willing to speak to the rocks. And that's the way it is. That's his words. Meaning, we have to do our work. Sometimes I have to make this examination. Who am I talking to? In what way am I speaking? But if it is possible in any way to make an effect, I have to. And even more, many times, Rabash was telling me something, and I was looking at him as if I didn't hear. I didn't understand. And he's saying, I'm saying it now not for you. It's for the world. And we're sitting, only us, together, one in front of the other, and I don't understand his words. That's the way it is. There is force in it by us saying, because that's the work of the soul already. It's a partsufim emerging in spirituality. That's why this is what we have to do without making this calculation. That's the way it seems to your petty mind, that there's no one to talk to, no one to work with. There's no choice. You see that every morning you're coming and you're doing all these things. And otherwise, how? I don't know how to say it. Spiritual work is not about asking. It's about doing. Okay. Okay, you should already go to work. What do we do? We sing something.
We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. New courses in Kabbalah campus. During July, new courses will start in Haifa, Netanya, Petah Tikva, Rishon LeZion and Shom. For more details, go to call 1-700-509-219. Now we'll sing a song. And good night, everyone.
הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים, הניצות שבנו כמו אור,
אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרום
בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור
איך נדע איך נדע
החיים הם נד נדע
מהאמת רואים מפוך מגבוה רואים נמוך
איך נדע איך נדע
החיים הם נד נדע
מהאמת רואים מפוך
מגבוה הגג הוא הגובר
מורח ילדות שנצרף
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצוץ של אהבה
כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה